Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah. Vincent, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Vincent,
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Bugging like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma. It's Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
What's poppin', fam? How y'all doing, man? Shout out to the great Saint Thank Tank, the entire Who That Nation, man. We in this thing representing the sports coma, man. And like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the sports coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. Fam, what's poppin', man? Thank y'all for being in alive, man. Please hit the like button, man. Y'all feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and by all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. We up in this thing. Shout out to the fam. This one entitled PFF Grades the Saints. You know, I'm not really big on PFF, man. They have a certain amount of consistency. I'm not going to always respect that consistency, but, you know, PFF released some grades, but I want to be able to go over not just the Saints grade. What's good is just talking about the black and gold grades without looking at other grades as well. So I'm not going to hold you guys long in this show, man. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate each and every last one of y'all for being in the stream. Much love, everybody. I see you, Pelicans, Nola, Vilma, Young City Nightboard, OG Jerry Bronze. Good to see you, Brother Wallace. Much love, Brother Slims in this thing. Gundam, my dog, Scoob. What it do, pimpin'? Shout out to you, bro. Black Major. Derek Powell, shout out to your fam. Good to see all y'all. What's up, Kathleen? Shout out to you as well. King Chosen One, Rock. What's up, Brother Rock? How you doing, sir? Appreciate you for joining the stream. Big ups to everybody, man. We up in this thing, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all hit the like button for me. Farouk, I see your fam. Appreciate you. Molly Maul's in this thing as well. Shout out, fam. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk about some of this stuff. We'll go over that and among some other things as well in the stream. PFF grades, all 32 of the Saints team. We'll go over this article. We're going to also kind of give a cap update, you know, is using both of our cap references, site sources, which is Over the Cap and Sportrack. They have two different various cap numbers. So we just kind of put it ballpark somewhere in the middle. And also we'll react to two live streams. We got Mickey Loomis at the annual meetings, him talking about the Saints and his boss. We don't get to hear too much from Dennis Lucio, who is Mickey's boss. Now we're going to play both of those, because anytime I get Dennis Lucio talking football, I want to be able to kind of put him in front of the family to get him on the archive, on the record. Because I'd be saying some stuff and be like, you know, Q be like hitting it hard, and I'd be hitting it hard, and I'd be telling y'all the truth. And then the Lucia interview, we're going to go over that, and you can hear from his mouth like some of the reporters, they know. So we're hitting on it. Also, if you're just touching down, there's a poll up. What grade do you give the Saints so far in free agency? And they have four options there. Y'all, please feel free to kind of, you know, show your vote in that poll, man. It's popping. It's live in the building. So let's kind of hit the grades, man, and go over the grades in this one. And like I said, preferencing all of the grades. And really, we want to kind of look at New Orleans first. So we'll take a look at the Saints right here. As you can see, these are some of the Saints grades that they've given in the PFF missing. You can see they're showing the release, which is Marcus May. We knew that. We talked about that last year. Extended Tyron, two years, $13 million. Fullback Xander Horvath, 2 years, just under two. Signed Willie Gay to a one-year deal. I think it's estimated at $5 million. They released Michael Thomas, signed Nate Peterman. They signed Cedric Wilson Jr. to a two-year deal. And then, of course, signed Stanley Morgan. They also added Chase Young as well. And this is like just sharp. I think this was done right after that or before that. So they said with a lot of mid-tier specific role linebacker moves, they gave them a B+. Now you add Chase, I'm pretty sure they kind of gave him up to like I still say it's a B plus, even if you add Chase to it, because he's a splash signing for the Saints. I know we went over that nauseam about his contract and why would the Saints sign a guy that need to have neck surgery. We talked about that. That's a serious thing, by the way, a guy having neck surgery, because they usually tie it to your spine, to your back, and that's real problematic. So number one and foremost, I hope that brother's all right, because when you start talking about a spine and all that kind of stuff, neck into spine area, all that kind of stuff is real dangerous. So first and foremost, I hope he's all right. He'll be okay. And, you know, football's always second when it comes down to something as pressing as that. But Saints did sign him. Mickey did make mention of that and talked about that in this upcoming show we'll go over. So anyway, let's go over it. So this is the grade B+. And if you add Chase Young into it, I still say it'll be a B+ grade. I think they were being a little generous right here to give the Saints a B+. The re-signings, we know we like Tyron Matthew. We know he's a good signing. But outside of Tyron Matthew, Chase Young, he has to work through, get healthy after the surgery. Cedric Wilson Jr. is a solid wide receiver, nothing spectacular. He's a veteran of 6 years that had some, you know, veteran ability there. He's a big physical guy who's known to break tackles. Our team put up a highlight reel of him, and he did a lot of spectacular things. A very underrated wide receiver Cedric Wilson is, but still a, you know, not a splash signing. Stanley Morgan's a special teams guy. And of course you look at Willie Gay, who's the third linebacker, just basically a third linebacker, because we play mostly two linebacker looks. So we don't really use Willie Gay unless injury occurs to our starters, God forbid. So even if we go three linebackers, I would like to see what that looks look like, because if you go three linebackers, and I know we don't seldomly use that, Willie Gay is a guy that has athleticism to keep up with some people. He can keep up with the tight end. His athleticism will make it very interesting. And, you know, you would think about the Saints using that package. We don't use it that very often anyway, but they say here, with a lot of mid-tier specific role linebackers doing well so far through the first day, and half of free agency is a good value for Gay. Saints get a solid third linebacker to pair with DeMario and Pete Werner. Like I said, it's a one-year deal. Maybe it's a proven deal. You got DeMario getting older, Pete Werner. Could he possibly be a guy that you looked down the line to replace a DeMario? Or having a Pete Werner, regardless of how you look at it, Willie Gay is an upgrade over Zach Bond. You know, he's just a better linebacker in terms of that. So anyway, let's look at some of the other grades. And what I'm saying, looking at the other grades, we looking at some of the grades of our adversaries in the AFC South, in the NFC South. And let's see if we can kind of go to Atlanta and look at what the hell they doing. But we already know what Atlanta's about, you know, and they're doing some stuff, as you can see right here. They gave them a C. They gave them a C. Kirk Cousins, 4 years, 180. They gave him a C. We already knew the moves. I like the Darnell Mooney signing, by the way, 3 years, just under $40 million. Very, very solid signing. Darnell Mooney out of Tulane gives him a good wide receiver, the pair there next to Drake London. Like that move, very sneaky, under the radar move that was as well. And they also added some receiving speed along with to give Kirk Cousins some weapons along the way. So they said Cousins undoubtedly proven he's a top 15, 10 or 15 quarterback in NFL. This is going the going rate when a player of that caliber reaches unrestricted free agency. Nonetheless, we just feel like some people are hand waving the fact that he'll be 36 coming off a torn Achilles. That said, his dance moves look good at the NFL Awards, so clear his recovery is doing well. Mooney avoids the one-year flyer and gets paid a contract. Reflects the understanding of his lack of production in recent years. Still like it, though. The Bears ranked 32nd in passing yards over the rookie contract. Mooney still separated consistently on field. Now he immediately steps in as the number two option. He's a speed option next to Drake London. He gives him a good route running speedster with good hands. He's still a young wide receiver. And he fits into what they're doing. So, I mean, when healthy, he is a force. And it's been proven. He didn't just have 1 year of production. He had multiple years of production. He's a good, solid second option there. So, of course, Kyle Pitts has to stay healthy and everything looking good. So they just give Atlanta a C. So they're tough graders. They give a C. The Saints a B+, give Atlanta a C. I'm starting to like these guys more and more every day. All right, so anyway, let's move on to the Carolina Panthers. They get a B- grade from PFF. And you can see some of the signings right there. You know, and all this kind of old stuff. Of course, they eventually did trade Brian Burns to the Giants, I think it was. And they signed a bunch of people to kind of gear up and get ready for free agency. Because if you take a look at what they did in terms of the offensive line was the biggest thing. Like they had Robert Hunt on a 5-year deal over about $100 million, 5 years for a guard. And then Damian Lewis, a 4-year deal at $53 million. So they paid heavy money, $153 million. For 5 and 4 year deals for two starting guards, Hunt and Lewis, to sit opposite of Corbett, I think, is the center. So they spent a lot of money to repair or upgrade the Carolina Panthers' interior offensive line, which is pretty commendable because you know they're going to have to run the ball and they're going to have to protect Bryce Young. You know, they added a few more people like A'shaun Robinson, the big old guy, the big former Alabama defensive lineman. They bring him in there. Josie Jewell, the linebacker that comes over from, I think, the Broncos. With Sean Payton last year, they added Dante Johnson via trade. They sent their cornerback over there for Dante Johnson, the former Steeler, who will pair with Adam Thielen. Not bad at all, man. That's not bad at all. Dante Johnson's another one of those productive wide receivers that a lot of people know but don't have the big name. But you'll have a speedster guy next to Adam Thielen there, somebody that Bryce Young could work with, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that looks as well. The Saints got a lot of stuff to deal with. And, of course, they had an opportunity to get at Chase Young before the Saints did. They passed on Chase Young. They passed on Chase, and they signed DJ Wonnum for 2 years at 12 and a half and Clavion Chasen at a one-year deal. So they, because I was like, man, ain't no way they're going to let him out the building unless he doesn't pass the physical or whatever. And they didn't like what they seen from Chase Young. So they said, we'll pass and get these guys. Saints said, nah, we'll work with you, but we'll give you a contract specific according to what they're telling us. All right, so anyway, that's that. And let's move on to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got going on as well, because we're kind of keeping that NFC South theme right now. So they're tough graders, man, but they gave Atlanta a C. And I know my dog Lois saying, what in the world, boy? I know he said after seeing that, right? Tampa Bay, all right, you can see what they did. Not much shaking. They gave Baker Mayfield, listen, the steal of the decade. Last year, 1 year, $4 million. What does he do? Steps in for Tom Brady. And of course, this is Steve Kanellis, who's orchestrating this. He's the offensive coordinator at the time, goes on to Carolina. And he takes Baker Mayfield, takes Baker and turns him into, you know, Super Baker. They turn him into not Faker Mayfield, but into Baker Mayfield. 1 year, $4 million, takes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who a lot of people pick to be dead in the cellar of the NFC South. You know what they do? They go into the playoffs and win a playoff series. How about that? So Baker Mayfield earns himself a 3-year deal worth $100 million. So he comes back. And of course, you know, they add a few more people around him. And a lot of people think that this rendition, like the, and then they re-upped with Mike Evans, gives him a 2-year deal at $41 million. And they said, okay, let's do it again. Now, do Tampa Bay repeat as the NFC South champions? Or do they go back to what they were supposed to go? Because a lot of people believe they overachieved because nobody took them seriously last year. Everybody was waiting for them to fall. That's the feel that I got, right? But ultimately, at the end of the day, they didn't fall. They got to the playoffs. They won the NFC South. So that's pretty big, man. That's pretty big. That dude said they got an A-minus, not a C. Is that right, bro? Let me cycle back up there. All right, let me see. Because I was about to say, man, I'm liking these PFF people more and more every day. Let me check a look at there and make sure. That dude said they got an A-minus. Let me see, bro. Hold on. No, there you go right there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wait, hold on. That's Arizona. I'm sorry, bro. You're right, sir. You're right. There you go. Say, Q, get it right, brother. Get it right. You're right, sir. It's A minus. See, I'll be ready to give y'all a C, man. You know, y'all a C, Dadu. All right, so shout out to Deuce. Stand corrected, man. A minus they gave the Falcons. I was looking at the Arizona Panthers grade right above them. So, yeah, they right here. So, you're right, bro. Thank you. All right, so anyway, you can see that. Well, I don't like them no more now. They give the Atlanta Falcons an A-minus, man. Y'all know how I feel about that. But anyway, but on the serious side, Atlanta did a very good job this year. They really did. You know, they got a quarterback. They spent a lot of money for a quarterback. But in the end, they did what they were supposed to do. Darnell Mooney, there, they added a few wide receivers. Rondale Moore was also a guy they get. Carolina went after their needs. Needs was the subject of free agency, as always, right? Free agency, you go in there, you get the veterans, you get the guys, you bring them on the team, and you help plug holes and needs, right? Atlanta did that. Quarterback, they got Kirk Cousins. Paid a lot of money for him, but they got a smart veteran quarterback. He needed wide receivers, compliment Drake London. They got that via trade or free agency. No trades for the black and gold, but they did add some people. And like I said, man, it's Willie Gay Jr. is solid. You do like Cedric Wilson Jr., but all these are like, they're doing something. You know, Chase Young was a really flashy name until you start hearing all of the stuff around the contract in terms of his injury. That just took a lot of the luster off it. Because people were excited. Say, okay, now we got a splash signing with Chase Young. And then you hear, oh, he got to have neck surgery. When that happened, that just took a lot of the luster off of it. It took the luster off. It really did. So it kind of has a mediocre feel to this year's free agency. This is probably the most stoic or non-exciting free agency period that I've seen so in a long time with New Orleans, because we usually come out smoking.
will usually come out, like when it was a couple of years ago where the Saints had a few moves and then they didn't hit until after the draft when they picked up Tyrann Mathieu and Jarvis Landry. Y'all remember that? But there was rumors circulating the whole time with Tyrann Mathieu that, okay, he was waiting it out because nobody wanted to give him a deal, but ultimately he was hanging around the city and going to LSU events, and ultimately the Saints was going to, we were hearing that, and bam, they got him. And then Jarvis Landry and him signed right at the same time, or right after each other, I think right around the same time, or the same day, y'all correct me in the chat. But it happened this time around. I know we still got a lot of free agency to play, but you're well into the second era move of it, and it has completely died down to a point where you're now looking at the draft and getting the draft stuff going. Like right now, you can feel that ain't too much popping right now with no trades, and ain't nothing really popping in terms of free agency. So the next thing you know, you start looking at the draft and seeing what you can do in the next 2 weeks. That's what it comes down to, right? So anyway, all right, next few weeks anyway. So anyway, that's some of the stuff that we're dealing right there. Dealing with, yeah, shout out The Rock, man. All right, so anyway, let's move on to the next one. But anyway, like I said, pretty mediocre free agency period for the Saints. Really is, man. Let's look at this information right here. This is one of my favorite cap resources over the cap.com. This is what they have listed for the Saints' current salary cap situation. 12.1 is what they have listed currently for the Saints right now. And, you know, 12.1. Right here is what they got listed. And it's kind of funny because both of these other sites are kind of a little bit off. This is what SportTrack has, which is another cap situation, got the Saints at 8.9. So you got one at 12.1 and one at 8.9. So, you know, that's just to let you know it's somewhere in between the middle. It's usually where it falls, but we'll see what happens after some of this stuff starts hitting. But the Saints still have some money to be able to sign for agents. They still have a lot of draft capital, whether or not they want to trade people, move people, do what they got to do in the draft. And that kind of gets the feel that's what the Saints are currently looking at right now. So anyway, let's move on from our cap situation, family. Let's kind of move right into it and kind of listen to what old Mickey Loomis. Let's see what he had to say. He was at the owner meetings today and he kind of talked about the Saints. So here's Mickey. And then we'll go to his boss, Dennis Lucia, directly after the Mickey Loomis interview. Here we go. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear it.
And why you guys felt like he was maybe the rest of the
year. You know, he's a good player, and we had an opportunity to sign a good player. You know, it's a good opportunity for both of us, really. That's just the end of the day.
He's had a pretty interesting career in terms of just, like, you know, really strong first season. He's had some injuries since then.
Yeah.
How do you feel kind of about his health?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we did all our due diligence. We were aware that, you know, he was going to need some work, and we're optimistic about that. He's a wonderful talent, had a great first season, and then he's had some injuries to deal with. He's a young player still with a lot of desire. Look, I'm excited to have him. We're excited to have him.
That was something I assume he was dealing with on the field. Is the idea that if he gets a stun, like maybe that'll even help him play a little better?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he played pretty well this last year, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you watched him, like, did you see the neck affect him at all, or is that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we did, no. I wouldn't say there was anything that, you know, you would watch and say, oh, wow, look at that. Yeah. So that wasn't the case at all.
Is kind of the idea this offseason that, and you mentioned this at the comment, just are you guys really going through that process of trying to get a little bit of a cleaner cap and
absolutely. All
these moves kind of telling the same story?
I think we're in that mode right now. We've got to, recover from some of the things that happened with COVID and the contracts that we did in the past. And so not as active in free agency maybe as you'd like to be at times. Look, I think we're probably going to be in that mode for another year or so.
That's kind of the realistic timetable, is maybe this year and next year, and then you're kind of where you want to be?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Again, that part of that depends upon how we perform, how players perform, how our team performs, what the cap is. There's a lot of variables that go with that. We got to get our plan back on pace. And it was knocked off pace by the COVID and reduction in the cap and all the things that came with it.
There go, Mickey. Now, I'm going to finish this up, but let me add to this, family. We talk about the Saints' slow free agency period, the one-year contracts. This is Mickey talking about that, right? Mickey's kind of hitting on that. He's talking about why the Saints' free agency period looked like it's a slow free agency, and he's basically warning you not only this year but next year it could be possibly the same way. And he's saying because of COVID, and he's saying because of the cap situation. But it's also a number of things as well. It's also because of mismanagement by the Saints. It really is. Bad contracts, them not drafting properly. You know, they're not hitting like they're supposed to. And like usually the Saints, if they're not hitting on draft picks and the draft picks are not producing, you know, they got to go out and some kind of way, find a way to kind of bring people in here to kind of make it work. But as of recently, the Saints have not been really hitting on those high ranking free agents. Too much, not free agent, but the more of the draft guys. And we've had some bum ass free agents that came through and didn't produce. We paid Marcus May money and, you know, he didn't produce. So we have not really been hitting like we usually be hitting for the Saints. So as usual, it's always to blame the everybody else game. Like if I'm a part of a political party, I'm gonna blame the other people and say it's their fault why this country falling apart or some crap like that. Well, they both the same people, you know, basically it's the same damn a company split down the middle because nothing moved if they both don't work together, right? But that's the deflection or the misdirection how most some of these people operate. Like the Saints haven't done a really good job of drafting. You like drafting and picking up guys that really came in to produce. The Marcus Davenport thing was an absolute, it was a mitigated bust. Peyton Turner is turning out to be not too good. Trevor Penning is basically bench. We don't know what we're going to do with him. He's in no man's land right now. So we don't know, you know, what the hell's going on with some of these draft picks and even some of the free agent signings. And I'm pretty sure you guys can throw some names in the chat about some of the free agents the Saints have assigned and didn't work out. Matter of fact, litter the chat with some of the names recently of free agents that the Saints signed and didn't work out. Did we sign more guys that did versus that didn't? And then, of course, we all recognize that the fact that it is a gamble one way or the other, but you're supposed to know how to mitigate that. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to know how to move around in that. But, you know, he cautioned the Who Dat Nation, man. This year is going to be a slow free agent spirit. And next year, because a lot of those bad money contracts, all that extra stuff that we had, the dead money and all that, it's definitely kind of hurting us right now. And now we can't spend like we want to, which could hurt the team in terms of bringing talent in and how we compete. Like everybody else around you is bringing in some talent. They're not playing. Atlanta's spending heavy. They're bringing in people to compete. They want the NFC South, right? And then the Saints could be under undue change. And really, it's not only the money. The money can't save them no more, right? The talent needs to step up. And we got a core of veterans that are very good that are getting very old. We got Cam is old. He's getting old. We got DeMario, who's productive, but getting old. We got Taysom Hill, who's like in his mid-30s. He's very productive, but he's up in age. He's in his mid-30s, I think 34, 35, something like that for Taysom. But we got older Tyrann Mathieu. We got some of the best players on the team or older players. And it is a gap in space between talent of the people behind our older players. So if you took the older players off the Saints team, could the Saints win? Could they be a above 500 team without their veterans about their solid core of older veterans? The answer is no. There is no answer for DeMario Davis. If you remove, you would severely hurt the Saints big time if you remove DeMario Davis off this team. There is no replacement for DeMario Davis. Nobody. Nobody can replace what he does. So it's really interesting how the Saints, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate these straits now of having all of the cap issues we have from the past, poorly drafting, and of course, free agents that we sign and not hitting. That's a whole nother thing. So look at some of these names that the family are littering the chat with, man. You know, Fleener, that's going back. Spiller and Fleener, Jay. Y'all guys going way back, man. That's too far back. We talk about recently, fam. Recent people in the last 2 or 3 years. I know y'all's going to go back to Kobe Fleener and Fred Thomas, Jason David. Fam, we're not talking about that. We talk about recent. Anyway, let's finish with Mickey. Let's see what he has to finish saying.
You guys did some, of course, the offseason with wants and needs.
Yeah.
List.
Yeah.
Where are you in that process?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. Yeah, we got the must wants and needs, and we've got some of it taken care of, and you know, there's still free agency still going on. We have an opportunity during this draft to add some players, and then there's always the trade route as well. So we'll leave no stone unturned.
How does Chase factor into how you kind of view the pass catching group as a whole?
Yeah, I think that we're kind of excited about that group. We've got a good mix of veterans and young players and guys that we have high expectations for. And what's really exciting is that we have a lot of guys that have high expectations for themselves. So we'll see how that goes.
What does the addition of Willie Gay Jr. do to the defense?
Yeah, listen, he's a good player. I think he's going to push our guys. He's going to be competing. He's going to have an opportunity to play a lot of downs for us. And particularly with Zach Bond moving on to another team, we had a need there. And so we've got a group of guys that we like. Led by DeMario, and so I would say that was a good addition.
And how important was it to get contract renegotiations done with guys like DeMario?
Yeah, they're important because A, of our cap situation, and B, because we're trying to manage all this together. It allows us to, keep our group together. Allows us to manage our way out of the cap situation and remain competitive, and so all of it's connected.
The crazy thing about it is, and y'all family, hit the like button for the family. And y'all hit the like button for me. What's interesting is, oh boy, when kicking the can goes wrong. When kicking the can goes See, we watch all of those years, right, of the kicking the can philosophy and the Saints management of the cap. Now we're watching the back end of it because it's, get ready. I've been telling family members this over the past year, especially this offseason, is the Saints right now are currently about to go into, they're already in a dark period. I'm not trying to disparage the Saints or put your outlook down on the black and gold. The black and gold right now are in a dark period. We have not made the playoffs in 3 years.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.